A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Boom, 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 shaka, shaka, shaka.
Jamie, if you were...
Boom, shut up, Franz. I'm like, boom, shaka, 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 boom, shaka, 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 put your beat in. Shaka, 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 boom, shaka, 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 boom, shaka, shaka, shaka. What is that? Why would you throw that in there? Poo, you went poo. Yeah, you just went poo.
Jamie, if you were to describe yourself in three words.
Yeah.
What would they be?
I would say sweet.
Not harmless.
Harmless. Tender.
Tender.
Tender. Tender. How would you describe him then, Kegs? Go for it.
I wouldn't describe you as tender. I don't think any man should ever describe himself as tender.
You describe yourself as tender.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tender.
Tender and harmless.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Hey, we are joined with the gorgeous, the lovely, the best person ever, Keggy Dunlop.
Hello.
Dude, I'm so excited that you're still on this. It's so freaking wicked. And also...
Still on this watch? No. Didn't run away half
no,
time.
You haven't run away yet. But more the fact that you're actually here. You're doing
you
it.
You haven't left.
You're doing
yeah,
it,
I know,
man.
It's exciting that you actually turned up. Not that you have a reputation for not turning up, but
what
I'm
does
saying,
that mean? What are you trying to get at?
Because, you know, people sometimes don't turn up for this.
Well, I think it's more what you're trying to say is that some people, you know, it's hard to get guests in these things. And so so when
we do, it's exciting.
When we do, it's pretty freaking exciting.
I'm very excited to be here.
And it's actually not that hard to get guests. I don't know why we say that. It's pretty easy to get guests.
No,
we
do hit, say that.
Hey, we've got to give a shout out to our listeners, you badass mofos, who are 500,000 listeners a month.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's like nearly half a million.
Yeah, Francis, it is.
Not as bad as the other day we did a podcast with a guy called Jamie Demetrio, who is the sweetest guy and so funny. And he did...
Really funny.
Really funny. He did a movie called... What was it? Gnomes? It was called...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Sherlock Gnomes.
Did you do Sherlock Gnomes? Have you seen this?
No, but I know which
Sherlock
one
Sherlock Gnomes.
Okay, so it's a cartoon movie, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, was he a cartoon?
Yeah, he's a cartoon. But
so
I
did a voiceover.
Yeah, but I asked him how big the set was. I didn't
know. He's like, about as big as this room.
Yeah, about as big as the booth that I was in. Hey, Kags, listen.
So you've been in LA for a long time, haven't you?
I have been in LA for a while.
How's that been for you?
It's been amazing.
Was it for the music, or were you kind of, you wanted to get away from all the Made in Chelsea stuff?
Well, a little bit. I think it was much easier to go there and be who I wanted to be as an artist
yeah.
and to be recognized for that. Aside from everything else, whereas you know,
and also they're a lot more supportive of things
they're
like
so
that.
Supportive, yeah.
Like they don't look English people. I think somewhat look upon reality TV with a certain amount of disdain and like
a lot of disdain.
and in America they actually like they look up to it. It's like, well, this is cool. Like, and they support you. And it's like much more warm and welcoming environment.
Well, they're just like that about everything. I think they're like, if you want to do this, they encourage you to do it. Whereas in England, it's a bit more like
the land
you're in this pigeonhole. You stay there.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't try and be anything other than what you are.
But this is where I go completely against it. I believe all of that stuff is horseshit. I actually do. I think that like.
you're, for instance, with you, right? You're known, you're Kagi Dunlop. You're not known for anything else. You're, if you're going to be a singer, that's what you're going to be known for. It's not you. I don't think people can be pigeonholed unless you feel like you want to be
true.
Pigeonholed.
It comes from you, and I think it was probably my own limitation on myself, feeling like because I'd gone from that place, and also, it's been a really long journey to actually get to that point where like I feel comfortable and confident in myself as an artist, removed from everything else.
Yeah. You're an artist. That's what you are. That's you. I mean, you did three freaking seasons. You're an artist. You're a musician. That's what you are, without a doubt. And also, I couldn't agree with you more. In the one annoying thing about the UK, which is, and I congratulate America on it, is Americans congratulate people on their success.
Yeah.
And it's so freaking cool to do that. And British people, it's a sort of tall
poppy thing. You know, the tallest poppy, they'll cut it down, or at least try to. And slag it off.
And if we're completely truthful, there, you know, when was the last dinner party or whatever you went to when you sat around a table and someone went, "Do you know who I admire? Kagi." Or, you know, you someone talk about someone else, like, congratulating them.
Yeah, that's
normally
true.
It's always where
slagging them off.
But in America,
people are actually, like, so supportive, like I say, and also and they'll actually go out of the way to get in touch with you to say, "Oh yeah, you know, I can help you out with this thing if
that's
you need."
So true, actually, because when I released my song last week, the people that got in contact were all the people I knew from America.
Exactly. No,
I think I messaged you.
You messaged me.
I messaged you.
Supportive, and you put up like on your stories and everything.
Yeah,
like,
but dude, because this is the thing, because I'm such a big supporter and other people doing well. Because
I was at a party recently, and people said that about you. They were like, "Jamie is so supportive of other people."
Yeah, always.
Well.
Well, it's a good quality.
Always, because I think it's so important to be like that. Because, look, you know, I will admit always that I can get jealous of other people. If someone else is getting a job or doing other things, I'm jealous. But I will speak about it. I'll say, "Shit, fuck, I'm jealous. Then I would love to have that." But it's when people are jealous, but they then disguise that as like bitterness,
and then they try and talk it down. You know, people. It's a really negative, horrible thing, actually. About, I think
human beings.
Well, no, but I mean, it's not the same way in America. Like, it's not an attitude that is embodied of the American spirit, right? There's a sort of,
well, it is all wrapped up in the American dream. That's just like,
completely right.
The land of opportunity, and it really is in that sense. I think, well, in other senses as well, America is just a gold mine of opportunity, and it's not just. Just simply because it is a gold mine in
of American
opportunity.
PR. but
God bless America.
No, but because of the attitude of the people, and I think English people need to take a leaf out of and stop being so like. Negative.
I can agree with you more. And the prime example of this, and I was making a joke actually about this the other day when it happened, when Georgia Toflo won the Jungle, right? It was so funny to go on social media and see so many of. I suppose her the girls who are in competition with her writing on social media, "Oh my God, like, so proud of you, like, well done." No, and I was laughing because knowing, going, "I hope your plane crashes and burns as you fly back," because they were all they were all going like, "Oh my God, Toph, we're so proud of you, like, well done for winning." But knowing in their actual heads, they're going, "I'm so fucking jealous. Yeah, that you've actually gone and done this."
Well, if you want to kind of, epitomize that kind of attitude we're touching upon, it's, you know, just look at the comment section in the Daily Mail. That is it, right?
It's just so depressing.
It's so depressing that's, you know, people. but if you look at an American newspaper, it's all really like positive. Supportive and positive.
Also, just the general American press is far more positive than the English press.
Yeah. Okay,
when it's about Trump.
You touched on that. So do negative comments and things like that get at you a little bit?
They used to really get at me. And I remember when I was on the show, I was someone that would read, because also we were exposed, like, social media only started really when we started Made in Chelsea. Like, I didn't have Twitter when I was doing that show at the beginning. I only had it because there was a fake account. And then I had to take it over. And then you'd see all these comments. And I was like...
And that was when Twitter was at its peak. You know, when it was... Well, now it's like in the doldrums. But like, it was like actually...
That's bad, man. Look at you, negative nanny.
No, I'm saying Twitter is.
Hey, like, Twitter, I love you.
You can do it.
Be more American. What are you doing?
You can do it to it. I believe in you. No, anyway, so yeah, but it was like it would go mad. Like one thing would just go viral on Twitter.
But that's all there was, really. There wasn't Instagram or anything there. And I would read, you know, there'd be a lot of nice stuff and there'd be one horrible one, and I would put all my focus into that horrible one.
Yeah. Oh no!
But I think Kags,
but that's my own stuff. You know, that's something that I need to.
But I think I'm the same as you. I think that, and I think Frances, you're actually a little bit the same as well. You are the same. You can hold.
You tell me. Tell me how I am.
Well, no, you're different. You internalize stuff. which is
I don't think I do.
No, you do. You don't speak about as much as like I would.
Like
speak.
With what?
Well, if something affects you, right? And this is probably, if something affects you, you probably wouldn't speak about it as openly. You would more sort of keep.
No, I wouldn't think about it.
That's what maybe yeah. you. That's why I mean.
I just get on with
you
my
just
life.
Get on. You, yeah.
No, I don't. I would. But if something
you're
affects
internalizing
me,
it.
No, that's not internalizing it. No,
it's
if just something
not
it's,
letting it affect.
No, exactly. I just don't let it affect me.
Okay.
Jamie's
well,
convinced that you're storing it yeah, somewhere yeah, yeah, yeah. deep
what
inside.
Are you what are you getting at here?
Oh, I'm going to open that Pandora's box. Yeah, yeah. Oh God, I'm going to open that up and have a little look inside. But Kexi, well, me and you are the same, where it's true, we can do so many things, but then that one negative thing really affects us. But also, I suppose, and this is kind of like a prominent thing at the moment, being a young female single girl going to LA trying to start a music career.
You go, girl.
Oh, you, yeah. Go, honey. Was it tricky because did you ever think the guys were helping you out because they fancied you or this kind of thing? Or,
why
or?
Would you say that?
No, that's a fair point, because I actually... Like looking back in hindsight, it's crazy that I actually did that. And there were so many things along the way that, you know, it was a roller coaster and there were some really tough moments. And there were a lot of people that were, you know, wanting to help me or whatever or work with me. And actually their agenda was slightly different to what I thought it would be.
But also, okay, do you think, okay, and this is probably like a deeper question. Because you are...
Here come the deep questions.
No, it's true, but you've always got on very well with guys. You always have. You know how guys work. You understand them amazingly well, and guys draw to you. They do. That's just what happens. And guys almost become kind of very sort of obsessed with you and attached to you. They do. This is true. It's true. They do. That's the whole thing. Do you think you've ever used that to your advantage or no? Where you've gone like, okay, I know I can draw this guy in if I do or no? Do you know what I'm getting at?
I know exactly what you're getting at, and it's a thing. It's like consciously or otherwise,
a temptress.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to try and deny it. Yeah.
Because I think you are. You definitely know how guys tick.
But it's not just... It's just people. Like, of course, you use what you have and...
Mm. Well, yeah. To get what you want.
No, I don't think it's so much to get what you want. No. Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, suddenly feeling like an attack.
What are you getting at, Jamie?
No, but then this leads us.
Is there
on...
a specific incident which you're?
But I think.
But I don't think I do it consciously. I just.
No, you don't.
It's
you
just
don't.
My manner. It's just the way I am.
I just think it's the way you are, and that. But it's.
I'm not actually very flirty, but I'm just personable.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But people are drawn towards you, which is a great thing. But then so you did LA, right? And you did that whole kind of thing. And do you think you need to do all that, get that out of your system, because then you come back here and you've now got this song.
Are you back for good now, or are you going to?
I don't know. I think so, but I think I'm just gonna see where this takes me. But I think it was very necessary for me to go to LA and do it there, and but also to come back here and be able to be like
to share
who
it
I am.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, because I think for a lot of time in London, people were like, "You just can't." Do this. You can't. Yeah.
Which is bullshit. This is
honestly
what annoys
the
me.
Things
it
that people used
me.
To tell me in the music industry. They were like, okay, but you just have to like shave your head, change your name,
what?
Just do something really out there. And I was like, can't I just be
terrible
myself?
Terrible advice. Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
but
it proves that yeah, I can. But you just have to have conviction in whatever you do and be fully behind.
But
it.
Also, and this is so important. Never ever follow logic. Always go against the grain. Because if you follow logic, you get back in the same place as everybody else. If someone's telling you to do that because that's what's been done before, well, and that's what you have to do.
But
it's not right.
But it's also like a symptom of like that sort of British pigeonholing of
exactly,
people.
Yeah.
And like because other people are doing it, you almost do it to yourself. You're like, oh well, yeah, maybe I can't. But actually, if you really want to do something, like there's nothing stopping you. You've just got to go and do it.
Yeah, and that I think over the last couple, it's only been the real last couple of months where I was like, I'm the only person that's stopping me actually, standing in my own way. And that's for everybody. And
yeah,
whatever they
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
But then that leads us nicely on to the fact that you have your brand new... Do we call it an EP or do we call it a single?
The single's out and then the EP will follow up towards the end of the summer.
Do you know what an EP stands for?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Do you know what an EP is?
Of course
it is.
D-Who.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then we're on par.
Because you just asked if our single was an EP.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they call it.
Because that kind of implies you don't know what it is.
No, I said, is it an EP or is it a single? I know what an EP
is. Extended play.
Yeah.
Well, you idiots. Yeah, of course I do. But, okay, fine. Let's tee this up. Because what I want to do is I want to play the single for everyone to listen to. Because it's freaking, honestly, girl, like, it's insane. Like, you know, this is what we were saying before. You know when... one of your friends does something and you watch it or listen to it or do whatever, and you kind of go, you have to kind of be congratulated because you're like, okay, they're my friend, I got to do it. Honestly, man, it's I'm not doing that just because I'm your mate. It's just fucking awesome. It
Thank
really
you.
Is.
Can't wait to hear it.
So the title of the song is...
Here We Are Again.
It's Here We Are Again. This is Kagi Dunlop. You can get it on Spotify.
On Apple Music, on any streaming service.
And we're going to leave the link below in our comment section, so go and check it out. But this is it here. Have a listen.
I was out with all my friends in a summer dress, my hair pulled backwards, standing by the River Thames. I heard your name inside a sea of laughter. I thought I was in the clear, but when I see you I start walking backwards. I had a feeling you'd be here, holding a cigarette and drunk as I was. Hi, you say hey, we pretend we're okay, we don't talk about the way we were. Over ice and Tanqueray, one more drink and I might say, can we talk about the way we were? Here we are again, at the corner of where we met, acting like we're friends, acting like it's easy to forget. Here we
are. I really, really like that.
How
song.
Sick. Dude, are you kidding me?
Well, it's got like, if I was going to describe it, it's got some like a mixture of Lana Del Rey, Lily Allen, but then you're like, you've got like such a lovely raspy voice almost. You know?
Shit, Dr. Dre. Oh my God, that's unreal.
Yeah.
No, dude, I gagged. Honestly, man, I'm so proud.
Amazing.
It's
really good.
It's so good. So why don't you tell them, so what's the kind of like
listeners,
meaning behind
go
what
is download it?
Well, yeah, honestly, go and download it right now. Go and check it out. Go and follow Kags on Spotify. There's loads more stuff coming out. What is the kind of, what's the meaning behind it all?
Well, the song, so I wrote it in LA, but it was about a person from my past. And
Spencer Matthews.
Honestly, if one more person asks me that, I'm going to die.
So yeah, because it's embarrassing because it's all about me.
So. Do you imagine a rose being given at a gig? I did hear that lyric, I think. Maybe.
There was a guy on a skateboard.
Give me a rose at the Troubadour.
Also because it says... One of the lines by the River Thames, obviously me and Chelsea films the whole time
there. Exactly.
So someone actually said, they were like, you can't put that line in. But I was like,
no, but yeah, but it's good. It's like,
true to yourself.
But people to speculate as well is not a bad thing.
Exactly.
Right? If it's going to get people talking about it.
But yeah, it's just so funny how people still, on my Instagram, they're like, you've missed your chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is insane. But the song is...
oh boy, you missed out there. Oh boy, you did. Yeah.
I don't know what Jamie's talking about anymore.
What the hell? Yeah, I got mad at last.
How many coronas have you had?
It's something iconic. Wait, hold on. So it's about a guy.
So yeah, Here We Are Again is basically about that point where you bump in, you're out with your friends and you bump into your ex and you see them and you realize you're not over it at all.
Mm.
And all those feelings come back and you start chatting and it's all friendly and you're pretending like it's all cool. And then you have a few drinks and you're like, there's still something here.
Ah, that's, and that moment happened to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who was the guy?
I'm not telling anyone.
I reckon I could guess.
Let's not play
but
that
I'm
game.
Not going to play that game. But I reckon
like,
I could guess.
How many guys have there been?
Yeah. That's a whole other podcast.
Oh my God. We're here. I'm dying for that.
But dude, this is okay. I tell you, honestly, we can go on and on about it, but freaking hell, it's sick. I suppose also the other thing is, a lot of people want to know this. How many times do you think you've been in love then? If you had to say like proper love.
I mean, I do think about this quite a lot actually, because I think there are lots of different types of love.
For sure.
I kind of have this theory that, you know, you have that first experience with love, which is like the novelty as well as it makes it kind of even more exciting, I guess, and different. But so then you still you can still fall in love in the same way, but the novelty is not
never
there.
compares to the first time because it's such a shock.
Yeah, but so then yeah, exactly. So and it's such a new feeling. So I think that's you can fall in love like multiple times, but I think it's just that novelty which is different.
Yeah, the first time also because you kind of always put that you look at that through rose tinted glasses, don't you?
Yeah,
like the first time.
The first time you fall in love.
Yeah.
And, did you fall in love with Jamie over here?
No. But she did say this one thing.
I was asking Kagi.
We have so many embarrassing stories.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what Kagi just said to you? Kagi, she found out about...
The extra girlfriend.
The girlfriend. She found out about the girlfriend. And Kagi and I, we used to speak on the phone like for hours every single night. And she spoke to me and was going, you know, you weren't even that cross, which is the worst thing about it. You were just like...
Disappointed.
You weren't even disappointed. You were just basically like, you're just a bit of a douche, mate. Like, you're just like... I was like, oh, fuck, I feel just a bit of an idiot. And... She went, it's annoying because I could have fallen in love with you and then hung up and that was it. And I was like, oh my God.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Boom. And then I was like, shit, what have I done? Yeah. And then I made the song.
But obviously you didn't learn, did you?
Yeah. So speaking of, yeah, Kags at the Thames, seeing the boy that she was her ex, you know, I'm just saying, it's all about me. Sorry, what was that?
Well, she's not saying that.
But so how many times do you think then?
So there was definitely, yeah, the first time, and I think Francis is so right with that, that is the point where, and you know, you never forget that. That's always something you, oh, James is taking a selfie. Casual.
So yeah, this is what I have to deal with.
Then I'd say twice.
You think twice?
Yeah.
You're worried about who's going to listen to this, aren't you?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, those boys are like... All those boys.
Yeah, those boys are literally like, are you...
They're like, am I one of those two?
Yeah, it's quite nice feeling.
A lot of people think that the song's about them as well, which is quite funny. That's why I can't say who it is.
But dude, this is the thing. Love is just like this most incredible thing, right?
I'd probably say twice as well. Yeah.
You think being loved twice? How many times have I been loved? I've been loved.
Countless.
But then the other type of love that always kind of stays with you is when you first get your heart really trampled on.
Yeah.
And that is just the worst.
Mm. It's the worst. I mean, it's the most upsetting thing in the entire
world. You never really get over that. It just sort of numbs.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is the other thing we got to get into. We have some questions from social. And so, Kags, honestly...
Social media,
but you're not from a person called social. But there's these... Honestly, Instagram blew up. Okay. Most of them are... I mean, Spencer's sort of things are all over here. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Okay, this is from Ashley from Seattle. Out of Proudlock, Jamie and Spencer, who kissed the best?
Jamie.
Really? Yes, boy. That's unfucking real. Yeah, I reckon prude is a bit of a poker.
What do you mean with his tongue?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, here we go. Kags, this is from Charlene. What's the most embarrassing story you have about yourself? Have you ever done something that is super embarrassing?
Not that I want to air on.
Just go. Just
why
go
on
for
earth
it
not? This is private parts.
What do I have? Jamie's like, I've got.
Yeah,
a few
I think I've got a locker of a few things.
I have to come back to that question.
Okay, come back to that. We got one from Lisa who says, "Is there an album coming soon? Love from the Netherlands."
Yes, there is. There is. Yeah.
Shut up.
So do people release albums now? I thought they just released
singles.
Yeah, they
do. I think it's really that's something that's definitely on. You know, my list is to release a full body of work that's nice and cohesive.
Well, it's nice. Then you've got actually different. You know, I guess you can show yourself in different.
Yeah, I'm going to drop a couple of singles.
Oh yeah, drop it, girl. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to drop an album.
I can't wait till they drop.
Can you say what your album would be called or no?
I know what my album would be called. Oh, what, but I don't think I can tell.
No, save
come on,
it.
Exclusive.
I've got to save it.
No, yeah. Come back on the podcast before you, and then you can release it then.
Yeah, you can release it on the podcast.
How do you go about writing your songs? That's from Annie.
With a pen?
Yeah.
Typewriter.
You know, I am actually one of the few people that still write songs with a pen and paper these days. A lot of people just use their phones or computers. But it kind of comes whenever it comes. Sometimes I hear a word.
Do you ever just put the recorder on and then just play and record whatever you...
Well, a good way of doing it for melody is if someone's got an instrumental or playing something and you just start singing whatever comes out. And it's kind of embarrassing. You have to get over yourself because you're singing gobbledygook. Mm. But the melody usually is the best when it comes out that way.
Yeah.
Or a lot from poems. I like poems.
Yeah, you like your poems.
I like my poems.
But you'll like this one. What is the most... This is from Cara Delevingne, which is... Thanks, Cara. Big fan. It's not from Cara Delevingne. It's just from a girl called Cara. But what has been the most significant thing you've learned about yourself in this whole process? This is LA. This is since the beginning of your 20s. So the past...
Yeah. I mean, I think the last couple of years have been very transitional, and I think they are for everyone at this age, because you go through a massive shift, I think, in order to get to that next stage of your life. And one thing that I really learned is to be confident in being myself. And I think so much of us is about, you know, who we meet when we're at school and whatever, and trying to be a version of ourselves that we think is going to be, you know, accepted by society or by our friends. And you can end up getting a bit lost.
I think that's like your 20s is almost like that's what it's about. It's realizing actually you just be happy being yourself.
Yeah.
You
know, I couldn't agree with you more, honestly.
And then it's like a learning experience, but it's that's the significant lesson.
And I think if you don't get there, I think the universe like challenges you.
Yeah.
And
if you try to be something else, I mean, if you try to please other people, you end up failing because you're not actually pursuing what's true and rich. And
if I'm honest, when growing up, I always thought being famous, being wealthy,
top of the list.
And you know what, it still is.
Yeah. And you know what, it hasn't changed. Realize I haven't changed as a person. No. The thing is, it's so true. So growing up, I always thought that being famous, like being like
famous,
being rich,
that
being
was
all
like
the
eighth time.
Yeah. Being famous and being all these things, that's what makes you happy, right? And that's what I thought at the beginning.
You honestly thought that being famous would make you happy?
Well, I think so.
I agree with you. When I was growing up, because essentially what we're all pursuing is happiness, but you know, through advertising, through all these things, we're taught that.
Well, we're taught that we should want happiness as well, because happiness is like.
But that's, I think, human nature.
No, but that's actually not human nature. If you look at the Buddha, who says that, you know, life is suffering, right?
Yeah.
Because life is not actually about happiness. Life is about dealing with the horrible things that happen in life. Because,
and actually,
you know,
if you look at society as it is now, especially with social media and everything, it's like this curated version of our existence.
Like that we're convinced that we should be happy. Yeah. We should be pursuing happiness. Actually, we should be pursuing meaning and life.
Yeah, so and purpose. And I can agree. What I'm trying to say is that like you looking around for support that. Just smug support. If you want to go and check out Francis' smug face, go and check out on YouTube.
This is on camera.
It's on camera, yeah. But I always thought happiness came from validation from other people. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. And that's why fame was like this big thing for me. It was like, because I'm going to be validated. Everyone's going to love me and that's going to make me happy. But in fact, you then climb that mountain.
Backfired massively.
You then climb that mountain. You get to the top of the mountain and you realize the view isn't that good. Mm. And you have to work that out, you know?
But you're still climbing.
Validation.
You think you're at the top
from...
of the mountain. What are you trying to say? That you're at the top of the mountain? There we go, yeah, Jamie.
Me and Brad Pitt up there, man. We're just like,
you know what? At the top, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top. It is lonely and cold at the top of this mountain. It's me and Brad.
I do get what you're saying, and it's well, that validation has to come from you. Otherwise, you're just constantly seeking it.
Well, actually, what you realize is that actually you should be valuing yourself on your internal
journey.
And your internal development and growth, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're valuing yourself on what other people think about you, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to be even close to happy or find meaning.
And I think that's a big thing that I learned about being in LA, because it's a place that's very materialistic and they have a lot of stuff and the pursuit of fame. You know, fame is such a huge commodity there more than anywhere
and
else.
And unabashed.
It's currency. It's currency.
Yeah,
it's currency.
Exactly. It's... But seeing how unhappy a lot of the people were, I was like, actually, maybe we're
It's a really lonely place. I did 2 months. It was super lonely. Guys, we got another two questions for you. Mm-hmm. Which three dead famous people would you like to invite to dinner? And that is from Mike Peter Smith.
Marilyn Monroe.
Cool, man. I like that.
Oscar Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bring it on.
And maybe my friend Lucy that died.
Oh, what? Yeah. It's the most emotional thing we've ever had on this podcast. It's the sweetest thing ever. What were you about to say, Francis?
I was like, who is she famous?
No, that's sweet. I quite like it. Let's leave it like that. I think we should leave it like that. Okay, Kags, that's one for you. Kaggy, this is from...
God, it's made me sound
really
so heartless by being so
She's not famous.
Pedantic.
Yeah. You're not following the rules. You're not following them. Like, what the hell? Say three famous people. He's freaking out. The OCD coming out. All right, here we go. This is Soph. Kaggy, you are so beautiful. Soph, what do you look for in a man?
I think that's changed a lot over the years as well. I used to be probably a little bit more superficial, I think. And then you realise that some...
So no, it's true.
Jamie.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
I get it. I get it. Listen, a lot of people do. They say, hey, you know, they go for me because of all this.
Because of what?
All this, man.
Or what?
All of it.
What? Francis is looking at you being like, what?
Hey Francis.
The Peter Pan tattoo.
Francis, on. Just have a look at me. There you go, man.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I still don't get it, but.
So, guys, you used to be superficial. Now what do you go for?
I mean, I didn't say... I did just say that. Probably.
But I think we all know young
age.
That
was a nice bit of honesty there.
Yeah, it's good to be honest. I think everyone is when... Again, it's that thing of validation and wanting to be with someone because of, you know...
Because they're beautiful.
But it's also, like, not only that, I had the same thing where someone's considered cool or something like
that.
And you go for it because...
And they kind of validate you because you're with them.
You're with them, exactly. And you think that, oh, I'm cool because I'm with them. They're good looking, whatever. And so you go for all of the wrong reasons.
And also, actually, from a psychological perspective, girls are more inclined to fancy boys who other girls fancy.
More than boys fancying
girls. Yeah, because actually, if you look at it, like, you see a lot of guys who are like with sort of very unattractive girlfriends. Yeah.
He sometimes goes into these little rants, and then afterwards he'll go, shit, I shouldn't have said that. This is what you're
going
to do. Today.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's like, there have been numerous psychological studies that have proven that point, that girls are more inclined to fancy boys who other girls fancy, because it's validation, right? It's social validation. Amongst the sisterhood.
But I also think there's two things here. Firstly, supposedly guys go for pretty things, so what they find pretty, they quite like it. But girls go for security. But also, guys can fall in love supposedly after two dates, and girls will take...
Boys fall in love faster.
Yeah, faster. Yeah.
Really?
So boys fall in love after two
dates. And they're more likely to say they love you faster.
Yeah, and
boys are. You know what's a fun fact? I've always said I love you first.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I say it very, fast.
Is that
I'm a big lover of love.
Is that because is that partly because of your superficiality?
Potentially, actually, now thinking
like
about
you are
it.
Beautiful. I love you.
No, I just think you were romantic at heart.
I'm just a romantic.
No, I'm
yeah.
joking, obviously. But
not made it clear.
Heartless Francis over here.
And that joke was clear. Where was the punchline in that? But also, I think that, you know, guys fall in love after 2 dates, supposedly, and girls take 15 dates. And this is notoriously why girls are the people to be screwed over, supposedly, because... Supposedly what happens, so guys fall after 2 dates, and then girls...
And they've fallen out of love by the time the girl falls
there
out.
We go. Really? And so the girl then gets invested 15 dates in, or for whatever it is. And then falls in love, because they actually generally like the guy. Mm. And the guy goes, oh, shit, actually, no, I'm over this now.
This is taking too long.
And normally the reason why the guy fancies the girl is because it's because the girl is being standoffish because they don't really know the decision yet. And so when they make the decision of falling in love, then they go, oh shit, and then the guy goes, oh fuck, we'll see you later then because you're now keen on me. And so that's why notoriously it happens, supposedly. But Francis...
Well, it doesn't always happen, does it?
You know what we've got to do, Francis?
Oh yeah, do you want to hear the answer to the question of the week? Mm-hmm. You said 100,000.
I said 500,000.
500,000.
I said 70 mil.
Funny enough, the exact amount of listeners we have every month, 500,000.
That's how many people get impregnated with one ejaculation.
So that, no.
70
no,
million.
No, I haven't finished. I haven't told you the answer yet.
The listeners, you said 500,000. Yeah.
So you said how many?
70 mil.
Actually, every person on this earth could have been conceived with one ejaculation.
6 and a bit billion.
7.2 billion.
No, there's not 7.8. There's 6.3 billion.
No, no, over 7 billion now. No. 7.2.
I was way off.
Yeah. I don't think there's 7.2 billion.
Yeah, there are.
No.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you anything. What
right,
do you want
how
bet?
Much?
I'll bet you
the
your
whole
hat.
Of candy kittens.
I'll bet you your hat that the world population is 7.4 billion. Fuck. Thanks, Pete, you producer over there, just looking laughing at us.
You thought it was what you said 6.1. You thought it was.
I don't know, Cags. Dude, honestly, you,
that
dude. Yeah,
was
I mean,
amazing.
It's amazing. It's honestly,
you're amazing.
You are amazing. You kick ass.
You're an angel.
Yeah, you really are. And to all of our listeners, hey, if you love the podcast, go and check out the link below. It's to Kagi's single.
Download the track now because the velocity of downloads pushes up the charts. So.
Can we also also on that note, you know, go and check out.
So just go, drop what you're doing, even stop listening to the podcast, download the track, and then.
What
come
do you
back.
Think they're doing right now? Go on. What are they doing?
The dishes.
Okay.
I like listening to this when I'm driving.
Yeah, driving. Oh yeah, driving.
When I was in LA, I used to listen. To this
what
when
to
I was
private
homesick.
Parts? Yeah. Really? Oh, great.
Hey.
Hey. So we've got listeners in LA.
Yes. Holy
it's
rad,
me,
dude.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Still in one LA. Listener in LA, but she's back here now. So we've got no listeners in LA.
So to all of our listeners, hey, go and check out Kag's single. It's on Spotify under Kagi Dunlop. It's insane. And it's called Once Again, Here We Are Again. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
And go and check it out. Also, remember, we are going on tour, people. Go and get your tickets, www.privatepartspodcast.com. Francis is going to be there. I'm going to be there.
It's going to blow your socks off.
It's going to blow all your socks off. And then we're going to have a sock collection and we cannot wait. Kags, also, thank you so much for coming on, dude.
Thank you.
We freaking love you.
It.
I love you
it's
to bits.
It's going
to
be great.
But what we do at
I
the
mean,
end
it
of...
it was great.
What we do at the end of each...
it's happened, Francis.
Oh, yeah.
We've just done it.
It was great. It was great.
What we like to do at the end of every single episode is we ask our guest to say... We ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Okay. We always put them on the spot.
It's a lot of pressure. Well, I like, you know, what I just said earlier. I think just be true to yourself and do what makes you happy, and everything will just, you know, fall into place around that.
Wow.
Boora.
I'm so motivated right now. I can't even.
I suddenly got really shy.
No, like, you were great,
you,
man. It's the best.
That was great.
Hey, Kags, we love you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, listeners, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Woo! Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.